If somebody sells his field, when there was nothing to din of Yovel, that whenever you sell your field in the times of Yovel, the halacha is you get your field back by Yovel. If you're selling it 10 years before Yovel, it's like a kinyan peiros. You're only selling it that this person has a right to use your field for the next 10 years. That means he can use the produce of the next 10 years, and after that it comes back to you. So the Zman Yovel is noig, it's always called, whenever you sell karka, it's always called the kinyan peiros. I'm only selling you the right to use the fruits of it for the next 10 years. So Rav Yosef Amar, maybe the Korah, the person that buys this field, the fruits, he has a right to bring it for Bikurim and Korea. That's Rav Yochanan Shitosa, no, the kinyan peiros is the kinyan agufdami. Rav Lakish Shama, no, maybe the inner Korea. You bring it, but you can't be Korea. You don't own the karka, it's not called Aladama Shinasatli. Rav Yochanan Amar, maybe the Korea, why kinyan peiros, kinyan agufdami? Rav Lakish Shama, maybe the inner Korea, kinyan peiros, lak, kinyan agufdami. No. As you don't own the karka, it's not a kinyan aguf, so you can't be Korea. The Gemara says not tzrichi. We need the machlokes both places, both here by if you sell it by yovel, and both before if you the first machlokes is we're not yovel is noy, because man shein ha yovel noy. It's time you sell your fields directly for Paris. So what do we need the machlokes two times? For the Gemara says like this: the yitma behi di kamar shlokish the chikonachas adat the peri. Only the first Gemara we're talking about, Bisman Shaina Yoiva Noig. So then if you sell the karka, it's a good sale. What's the case talking about before? If you say clearly, I'm only selling you the peiros. I'm only selling you the field that you could work on it and use the peiros. So there Rosh Lakish says, Kinyan peiros is like a Kinyan Gufdami, because when you first went down, we spoke out clearly, you only have a right to use it for the peiros, that's all. Abu Bahach. But this man shall yevul noyik. When I sell you karka, I speak out, I'm selling you the whole karka. That's the lashon we use. The adayt, the gufik anachas. Then when a person goes down to use this field for the next 10 years, like as if he's going down to really own the karka, there's only a halacha that when it comes yevul, you have to return it. But there it's a stronger halacha, because you're selling the karka. Same, but then I would have thought to say, moidelel Rav Yechanan, maybe Rosh Lakish would agree to Rav Yechanan that this man shall yevul noyik. If you sell the goof of the karka, maybe the person that buys it could say the parasha. Kamash will know still that since the maisa, the goof of the karka, you have to give back by yovel, it's only called that you bought the teris, and therefore kinyan teris is not like the goof, and you cannot say the parasha bikurim. Now let us just say the second case over here by yovel. The yitma both would only say the machlokes is by yovel. But come Rav Yechanan, I would have thought to say only by yovel does Rav Yechanan say that the kinyan peiros is the kinyan agufdami. Why? Because like we just said, you went down to buy it, you're owning the karka. Abu b'hach, but this man shena yovel noig, and I'm only selling it to you clearly for the peiros. Ein amodle le Rosh Lakish. Maybe then Rav Yechanan would agree to Rosh Lakish that at that time kinyan peiros is not the kinyan agufdami tzricha. That's why I need both machlokes, and in both cases, Rav Yechanan says just the right to use the field for peiros is called like you own the karka also. And Rosh Lakish says no, even Bisman Shayovel Noig, that our mom is selling you the karka, but since the person gets his karka back by Yovel, it's considered like I'm only selling you the right to use it for its peiros. That's like the kinyan agufdami. You can't be correct. Toshma, come in here. Hakoyin Ilan, if you buy a tree, the karkoy, and the land with it. So maybe the Korea. You could be maybe, and you could be Korea. Says Mashma, only because you bought the karka. Mashma, if you did not buy the karka, you cannot. Or that is the Rashi says. We're talking about Bisman Shayevu Noyig. So you see, even though you have to give it back, still you could be Korea. Samurai says, no, what am I asking the Bisman Shayevu Noyig? We're talking about now Bisman Yevu is not Noyig. So therefore, if you buy karka, sheet it to you, you own the karka, you keep it, you can be Korean. All right, turn over. Tashma, come in here. Says, HaKoinesh Ne'ilonis, B'teich Sodeh Shechaveroi. You don't buy the karka, you just buy two trees in your friend's field. So then the locker is, maybe the any Korea. From the fruits that grow on your two trees, you bring Bikurim, but you cannot be Korea the Pasha, because you do not own the karka underneath the trees. What about Hoshloisha? If you buy three trees in your friend's field, then the law of the Gemara says in the Mabasra is that maybe the Korea. Why? Because then you bought the kark in between. You own the kark also. See, it's chav me, the havmin again was bizman shayayvon noi, so you only have a schus teris, still you are kareya. So Mara says, no, hachinami bizman shayayvon noi. He was talking about bizman shayayvon noi. In other words, if you just own the trees without the karka, not even a schus, kinyan teris in the karka, then for sure you can't be kareya. It's only when you own the karka for the teris. So if you only bought the ilanis, you don't. But if you buy three ilanis, then you own the kark in between it. So the question was, that mean it was talking about Bisman Ayyavo? Kamashkuma no, Bisman Shema Yevonoi. Then the Gemara says another terrace could even be. Fahashta the Yomer of Chizda. Machlaikas be Yevo Shani. You know when the Machlaikas of Yechon Reshlokesh is, Bisman Yevo, the second Yevo. After the Jews got used to the Loch of Yevo. Avul the Yevo Rishon. But by the first Yevo there was in Klai Yisrael, the Jews were not used to this Indian of giving back the Karka. So right after I went into the Eretz Yisrael, the first Yovel, the first 50 years, they weren't even during the first 49, the first few years, they weren't used to it. They did not know what it means. If I sell you karka, I'm going to get it back later. So then we say, Divrei Hakol, maybe the Kareya. Everybody agrees when the Jews sold his karka then, his mind was to give the karka away completely. He didn't believe, he didn't know what this means. Yovel, I'll get my karka back. He didn't think about getting it back. Therefore, when I sold it to you, I meant that you should really keep the karka. And the person that bought it also had a mind to keep the karka. Then everybody holds that you could be karei also. The akati le somach datayu, because the people that were not somach, they didn't think they'll get the karka back again. It's only after the first yovel was laid that the Jews saw it's taka true. That when it comes yovel, we get our karka back. Now, by the next yovel already, when somebody went to sell his field, he knew what he's talking about. That when I'm selling it to you now, I'm only selling it to you that you can use it until the Yovel. But I know I'm going to get it back later. So then it's considered, according to Rosh Lakish, I'm only selling you the Perish Shabbai, and you can't be Korean. So if so, Lekash, there'll be no Stiro here also. I tell you, Hod the Yovel Rishain, Hod the Yovel Shani. That are the prices of Mashma, you could bring the Korean and the Korea, that's Yovel Rishain. And the one that says you can't is Yovel Shani. Now the Gemara says, "Lema katanoi." Let's say this machlokes of Kinyan Teres and Kinyan Aguftami is a machlokes tanoi. Minai in lekeich sodim miyovit. Vegdisha, how do you know if you buy a field off your father? Minai in lekeich sodim miyovit. A son buys the field off his father. Vegdisha, and then the son right away is makdish to karka. V'yachakach meisoviv, and then his father dies. Then he should have yashin his karka. Minai in shetelafonik esteas chachuza. How do we know that this karka now is to yovel like esteachuza? Which means if the son is not poyder at goyled back from hegdish, if hegdish sells it to somebody else at the end of yovel, it goes back to hegdish like hegdish keeps it. Tam lemon the pasuk says like this in es sedei miknosoi. If you sell a stay mikdosoi, ashaloi mistayachuza. That's not from your stayachuza. Now, if you're makdish a stayachuza, that stays by hegdish liyelam. But if you're makdish a kaka that you bought, so the lachr is, you bought it only into yovel. When it comes yovel, it's supposed to go back to the owner. So when you're makdish it now, it's the same halacha. You only makdish it into yovel. But when it becomes yovel, the din is it goes back to its first owner. So now the kliyuk over here is, Soda Shayna Ruya Lios Steachuza. Only a field that's not Oymed, it can't be a Steachuza. Because if you went and bought a field of somebody else, so that's not yours, that's not your Yerusha, you bought it. The locker is there by Yevla, it goes back to the original owner. So then if you makdish the fields, when it comes Yevla, it goes home. Yotza Sazu, Mashenka, this kark over here. Sheruya Lios Steachuza. Diva Rabbi Yudhi Rabbi Shimon. Here when the son bought this kark off his father. True, right now it's not the son's achuza. Like the father's still alive, he did not yashin his father. He only bought it, it's only called the stay nekach, he only bought it. But since this field could be an achuza, when his father dies, then he yashins the field. And the din of Yerusha is, that field stays with you, Lielam. By Yerusha, by Yovel, doesn't go to anybody else, it stays by you. Yovel only says, if you bought kark off somebody else, you have to give it back to him by Yovel. But any karka that's possible to be in Achuza, that's the posse that if you mak the shit, it stays by Hegish. That's what Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon say.
Rameya says no, the Dashna Pasuk in this case. Minayin, how do I know? The Lakeyach saw the Yovit. If you buy your field off your father, Umay Sabav, and then your father dies, so you yash in the field. And now, the Yachakach Ekdisha, now you're Matbish this field. Minayin, Shtelephon, and Kasteachuz, how do we know to say now that it stays by Hegdish? It's called the Hegdish, it's like you are Matbish. Asada Chuzes Mamish yours. That then you have the right to give it over to Hegdish. Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, in Estay Miknosoi. Only when you sell a give when you mark the shakaka that you bought. Asher loy misdech uzosi. Russia, this is extra. It didn't have to say asher loy misdech uzosi. Pshita. We're talking about a sodi miknosoi. Why does it have to say asher loy misodi uzosi? Not from a field that's yours that you yashin it. So we're dashing like this. When do we say when you mark to something, you'll get it back by your own soda shayna steach uzosi? Only b'shas, your mark to shit was not yours. It's not like you rushed the field yet. Yotis Zuma Mashenkin over here, she's Steyachuza. But over here, that your father died already. And now you mark the shit, that's called the Steyachuza. Now, Vilu Rabbi Yudu Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, may solve him, the case where the father dies first. Viachakach Ekdisha, then you mark the shit, Losicha Kro, you do not need a pasuk for that. Pshita, that's considered a Steyachuza. Right, so my love, what's the Machoikas over here? Isn't the Machoikas over here? Isn't the Machoikas over here? To Rameya, so Rameya holds, Kinyin Peres, Kinyin Aguftami. A Kinyin Peres is not a Kinyin Aguftami. Ovoho Bemisa, Sovid Huda Loyaris, Flamidi. Here, like when the father dies, so what happened here? The son bought this cock off his father. Now, when you buy it, it's only Kinyin Peres. But Rameya holds Kinyin Peres is Kinyin Aguftami. So it's like the son owns it completely. Then when the father dies, so there's Yerusha, but so what? It's like he doesn't yashin anything, because he has it before. For Hilkach, therefore, Nesod of Yachakach Adisha, Sarakro. Therefore, in the case where your father dies, and then you yashin, you need a pasuk, because since when you first bought it, it's called the Stei Miknasai. Then when your father dies, Yerusha doesn't give you anything more, because it was yours from before. So maybe I would still consider this a stay miknosoi. Kamash for another pasuk. No, it's called a stay achuza. But Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, start with the opposite. The kinyan peiris is not kinyan agufdami. So therefore, uvoho b'misas oviv hash tehevei hu dekoyarsi. If the old kinyan peiris, when the son first bought it off his father, all he had it was until yovelike. So it's only called the kinyan peiris. That's not called like the son owned it completely yet. When does the son first really get it? When the father dies. So if so, when the father dies, that's a pure steachuzasoi. Now it's called purely a steachuza. There's a hilkach. Meis aviv. If the father died first. So mainly now when the father dies, it's called the real steachuza. And then, v'yachakach ekdisha, and then if the son will be matashit, losicha kro. For that I would not need a pasuk to say that's called a steachuza. Because that's the real genuine steachuza. Because since when the father was alive and you bought it, you didn't own it. You only had a kinyan peiros. When did you get it completely? When the father dies. Then you get it b'teiros nachuza. So it's the son of the real achuza. That's why then I would not need a pasuk. I only need a pasuk if you mark the shit before the father died. So when you were mark the shit, it was a real stay miknasai. The chiddush is though, since this field of vegetable becomes a stay achuza, it has the lach of achuza. When we need the pasuk, liyakdish of yamakdish is first. Viyachakach meisaviv. Who the yitzrach? So who you see? This is the machlokes. So Mar says no. Amar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Mielam really aim like I could tell you. Viyam olover kasav Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon kinyan peiros kinyan aguvdami. Because Rav Yehuda also holds that kinyan peiros is kinyan aguvdami. Viyach, what's the machlokes over here? Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon karash chovadarish. Here they dash in this pasuk. That lichter Rachmana, why did the Torah say, im esdei mikdosoi, ashaloi achuzosoi? My misdei achuzosoi, what's the question of misdei achuzosoi? That means soda shena ruyeli astei achuza. Only a field that's not fit at all to be astei achuza. For Yosef Zuma, Shenken over here, shiruyeli astei achuza, this was a field that was possible to be astei achuza, because it's a son. And you know, if you didn't buy it off the father, and the father would die, you would yashin it. So this is the field that's in the pasha of Yerusha, that's the way he dashes the pasuk. But all over could be, everybody holds, Kenyan Peres is Kenyan Gufdami. Omer Rabbi Yosef,
Ilav Yom Rabbi Yechon. That's Rabbi Yechon that says Kinyan Teres is the Kinyan Agufta Mi. If not for that Svara, Loi Motz Yod of Ragla Beis Medrash. I couldn't find my hands and feet in the Beis Medrash. Why? Yom Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yechonan. Ha'achin Shecholku Lekucha Sein. When a father dies and the sons take over the fields and they divide it up, it behold eight brera, and it's called like each son binds it off the other son. And therefore, Machzir Zel Zeb Yovel, when it comes here, they have to return it. Now, these Sagadaitach, Lav Kinyan Agufdom, if you want to tell me now, the Kinyan, since you have to give it back, is not like Kinyan Agufdom, if so, every single person now should not have to bring Bikurim. Lo Mishkachas, the Maisi Bikurim, El Chad Bar, Chad Ad Yeshua Benun. Only Yeshua Benun's son, a direct descendant from Yeshua Benun. There's only one son there, that is a Toki Yerusha. But any time you have two sons, since there we hold Ein Breira, we look as if one son buys it off the other son, and you tell him now when you buy something, since it goes back by Yovel, so it's only Kinyan Teres. You should never have to give Bikurim. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's very good. On my rubber, it says, Kroh Masisim Asayla L'Rash Lakish. But even so, you know, I have a Pasuk and I have a Mishnah, a Raya to Rash Lakish. Kroh, the Pasuk says, Mispa Shnei